Hi, everybody. Welcome to Common Sense with Bacon on Podomatic.com. And now for a very special Bacon's Friday Rant.
Bacon's Rants.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Bacon's Friday Rants, not being delivered on a Friday. Well, I guess that happens sometimes. Story's pretty straightforward here. I actually made a rant for last week, but forgot to post it. And then lost track of my days, I guess, after the holidays, and forgot yesterday was Friday. That's pretty embarrassing. But hey, if there's any time that you want to deliver the final Friday rant of the year 2011, you might as well do it on the last day of 2011. So this is the special New Year's Eve, last day of 2011 edition of Bacon's Friday Rants. First off, I want to thank everyone out there who've been going to commonsensewithbacon.podomatic.com, listening to my rants, sharing them on Facebook, and I really appreciate all of that. And let me tell you, this is why I'm continuing to do this. I find this commentating thing to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to continue doing this in 2012. I can promise you that. Before I get into too much of this, I want to take a moment to share what I wanted to. I made a rant for last week before Christmas, and I just forgot to post it. So let me really quickly tell you what I made last week. I shared a story I had read in the Orlando Sentinel, which is the local newspaper in Orlando, Florida. And in that newspaper, they had a story about a few gentlemen. You maybe have heard around this, because this is a big deal. I've heard people talk about this. I know definitely around the state, but possibly even around the country as well. By state, I mean Florida, of course. There was a story about these men who went into Walmarts and Kmarts, and they were paying off people's layaway bills. Yeah. People know nowadays, in order to kind of help save some money, when people want to buy Christmas gifts, they do layaway. They go to the store in October, and they find something that they want to get for their kids, and they put it on layaway. They make a small payments every week, and then hopefully have it paid off by the time we get to Christmas. Well, these gentlemen were going in and paying off people's layaway bills, so people could go and take their toys home. One man, actually, I remember reading, apparently bought $2,500 worth of $100 gift cards at Walmart and just started walking around the store handing them out. And I thought it was interesting was the article said that the men wanted to remain anonymous. Now, there are two reasons why people would assume those men wanted to remain anonymous. Now, there's the cynical reason, which is they didn't want to share their wealth, quote-unquote, as Obama might say, with everybody. They just wanted to give it to a few people and whatever. But really, there's a non-cynical and, I think, more accurate reason as to why they wanted to remain anonymous. Because they didn't do it for the fame and the publicity. They did it because, well, they could, and it was the reason for the season. Christmas is all about giving. They have the ability to give. And so they chose to do that. Now, I also said in the rant, and I'm going to make it short because I can get into this week's rant, that I believe that this is a fundamental difference between liberalism and conservatism. I would even be willing to bet that these gentlemen were conservatives. I'd be willing to bet, but obviously they remained anonymous, and I have no idea who they are, so I can't track them down and ask. But I have a feeling they're conservative, and this is what I mean by that. Because people who fight for lower taxes so that more of us can keep more of our money. I remember somebody saying once, "Oh, well, that's such a selfish way of looking." No, it's not. See, these guys are obviously pretty well off. Otherwise, you know, they wouldn't be able to do things like drop $2,500 on gift cards to just give out to people. They're obviously pretty well off that they're able to do that. And they're well off because they're not getting the crap taxed out of them. You see, conservatives believe that we as individuals know how to better handle our own money than the government does, which is why we want our taxes to be lowered. And when we have more money in our pockets, whether it be because we're insanely rich or not insanely rich, we have the ability to take that money and do what we believe is best with it. In the case of these gentlemen, they believe that the best thing to do with their money was help people at Christmas time. And they didn't do it, as I said, for the publicity. They didn't do it for the attention, like some Hollywood celebrities would. Hollywood celebrities love telling about all the good things they do for other people because, well, they want people to pat them on the back and say, good for you! These men did not care about publicity. They cared about the fact that it was Christmas and the primary focus of Christmas is love, and we show our love through giving, and that is exactly what these men did. They showed their love by giving. Nothing more, nothing less. Now let me get into our rant for this week. And let me tell you something. Yes, it is New Year's Eve. Today, for those of you unaware, is, at the time of this recording, I should say, is December 31st, 2011. Last day of 2011. And a lot of people talking about New Year's Eve. Me, I'm talking about Iowa. I'm thinking about the Iowa caucuses. It is going to... Iowa takes place on Tuesday, January 3rd, as everybody's aware. It means the season of the primaries has finally begun. Finally. I mean, we've been having these debates going on for months and people talk about them, but really, it's finally come to the point where we've been wanting. And as I am talking here, I am bringing up my poll numbers. Everybody knows that I love my polls. And I'm bringing up my polls right now. And let's start off with the latest national polls. Latest Gallup tracking poll, which polled 1,000 registered voters between December 23rd and December 29th, show a interesting little shift here with Mitt Romney ahead by 2 with 26, Gingrich in second with 24. And the Real Clear Politics average for the national nationally has Gingrich with a 2.2-point lead, 27.4 to Romney's 25.2. Now, that's the national, as I just said. But let's go to Iowa. That's the story I wanted to talk about. And in Iowa, currently, Real Clear Politics showing now with Romney a slight lead in the Real Clear Politics average between December 21st and December 28th with 21.6% of the vote. And Ron Paul with 21.2. Big story here at number 3 in the Real Clear Politics average goes to Santorum, Rick Santorum, with 14%. Actually, also tied, I should say, for third place with Gingrich at 14%. That's the Real Clear Politics average, mind you. But the latest poll for just Iowa, actually, there's two up here. Nope, three up there. Sorry, let me get all three of these in here. They all came out on December 28th, and two of them, Insider Advantage, Rasmussen, were just on the 28th with 429 likely voters, 750 likely voters, respectively, polled. And then the NBC News Marist poll of between the 27th and the 28th of 425 likely voters. That's the new numbers. And this one, the Insider Advantage one, I gotta say, this one's kind of funny. Three-way tie. I don't think I've seen any one of these yet. Three-way tie between Romney, Paul, and Gingrich with 17%. Rasmussen, in the Rasmussen poll I just mentioned, has a polling of 23 for Romney, 22 for Paul, 16 for Santorum and 13 for Gingrich. And then we have the NBC News Marist poll, 23% for Romney, 21% for Paul, 15% for Santorum. And that poll, by the way, the NBC News Marist poll, shows Gingrich all the way down in fifth, with Perry edging him out with 14%, and Gingrich sitting at 13%. You know, this is what I find really interesting about these polls is that, you know, there's this constant joke going around when it involves Iowa. And that's that Iowa, and everybody in Iowa who might be listening to me right now are going to get annoyed with me, but I'm sorry to say this, but it's going to, unfortunately, becoming more and more true, is that Iowa has become, it seems, less and less significant. And I say that not to be mean, but we have here, if I pull up the other polls here real fast, and I can do this. If you look at the New Hampshire polling, you will see that it has basically been sitting in Romney's favor for essentially the entire time he's been running. Matter of fact, I'm just breezing through here. I'm looking at all these polls dating all the way back to April. Not a single one of them has any other leader except for Romney. And the smallest lead I'm seeing just glancing here was 5 points on December 12th. Outside of that, he has had basically double-digit leads on virtually every single poll given, with a few notable exceptions, but nonetheless. We go to South Carolina, and we see here, coming up, give me a second. All right, here we go. We look at South Carolina's polls, and while they do have a few different leaders that have kind of popped in for basically the last month or so, maybe even the last month and a half, you could say, they've been pretty consistent. They've been sticking with one particular candidate, which would be Gingrich. And there were a few places where there was fluctuation. Obviously, there were some fluctuations between Romney and Kane at some point. Perry was up there a few times. For the most part, even as far back, I just noticed this is interestingly, as far back as May, they even had Gingrich with the lead. Yeah, so they've been mostly consistent for the most part, with a few candidates kind of jumping in at random places. And then now let's go to Florida. Very quickly, these are the first four primaries, as you could probably have figured out. And in Florida, for the most part, they're kind of consistent. Now, their latest Florida poll has Romney ahead by one, but nonetheless, but Gingrich still has a pretty sizable lead as far as the average is concerned, and he has been leading in a lot more polls since roughly about the end of November, so basically the last month. But basically, here's my thing here, and I'm going to hop back here to Iowa real fast to see if my point kind of holds true here. And my point kind of is that of all of the states of the early primaries and caucuses, or cocci, if you will, I think it's plural, it's cocci, no state has had more leaders than Iowa. If I go all the way back to May, they started with Gingrich, then Romney led in there, then Bachman was the leader, then Perry led, and then it goes back to Romney, then Kane was leading, back to Romney, then Kane again, then Gingrich is leading, then Romney again, then Paul, and then Romney again, then Paul, and then a tie, and then now we're back to Romney. Iowa is so all over the place, it is very difficult to kind of keep track here. And it kind of tells me that the Iowa voters, I think, are the least decisive voters of the early primaries. The fact is that they are having such a hard time finding whoever they think is. Now we've got a late surge by Santorum, which, by the way, I remember about a month and a half ago, I heard Santorum call into Sean Hannity's show, and he joked that if all goes well for him, he'll get his surge right before Iowa. Well, I have a feeling that was almost not exactly, a coincidence in his mind. I think this is how they kind of planned it, it seems, because he is getting that surge right before Iowa. But the fact is that you've got this highly indecisive electorate, and it's a very difficult thing, and I'm trying to not be overly critical here. That may even be the wrong word. Maybe insulting, I guess you could say. But the fact is, we've got Iowa that's kind of all over the place. And Iowa, they were mad, as well as the other early primary states, when Florida decided to move up their primary. The reason why, people don't understand, that the reason why Florida moved up their primary is because if you look at the recent elections the last couple of years, it's been Florida that has really helped decide a lot of elections, and obviously I'm going to cite the 2000 election for George W. Bush. But the fact is that this Florida has become an important battleground state. Iowa, sorry folks, really kind of hasn't been. In fact, I even saw articles recently within the last couple of months that have shown a history of the people who have won the Iowa caucus in relation to who's gone on for the presidential nomination. And for Republicans, it's been a very unimpressive history for Iowa. I mean, think about it. 2008, who won the Iowa caucus? Mike Huckabee did. But he didn't come close to getting the nomination. So you have here the scenario where you have a state that just seems to have a hard time making a decision. Now, my thoughts on Iowa are quite simply this. I understand Santorum now suddenly surging because Iowa is known for its socially conservative base. Santorum, I would argue, has probably one of the strongest socially conservative records out there. So I can see Santorum getting his surge. I do not understand Ron Paul's surge. I haven't understood Ron Paul's surge. And the fact of the matter is, I want to hope that eventually Iowans will figure out that Ron Paul is a psychotic anti-Semitic, and he is a terrible choice for a president. And if Ron Paul wins the Iowa caucus as stated by by Rich Lowry of the National Review, it will finally put the nail in the coffin that Iowa is no longer a serious state. That's just going to be the way it is. It will show Iowa is no longer a serious state to be concerned about. It just will. And now, the one thing I think I'm interested in, I'm curious about Santorum, because it looks like he could be a bit of a dark horse. I'm curious about Gingrich as well. I do believe Gingrich could pull out the last-minute momentum to try to get a win in Iowa. Matter of fact, I predicted a while back that Gingrich would win Iowa. I don't know if I'm ready to pull that prediction yet, but I am, given the poll numbers, it's kind of hard to not do that. But Santorum is a dark horse. I've also been hearing that Mitt Romney has had a pretty undiscussed underground organization going on in Iowa, and he is pulling that out right now with blitzes of TV ads in Iowa. So he could pull out a win. And I think it will be a very interesting primary or caucus to watch. And I'm going to be paying very close attention to it, as you will probably imagine. Matter of fact, I'd be going ahead and willing to bet that you can expect the first recording that you'll hear from me on commonsensewithbacon.podomatic.com will be some form of commentary revolving around the Iowa caucus. So you can pay very close attention to that, because I'm pretty certain that's going to happen. All right, I'm not going to talk anymore, because I've talked way too long as it is. I want to take a moment and wish everybody out there a very happy new year. I also want to warn, no matter what your plans are for tonight, I urge you to please be safe. Fact is that it's nights like this that our police and fire departments across the country are on extra high alert because of what goes on tonight. If you do go out tonight, please make sure you have a designated driver and make sure you do, or at the very least, don't drink and drive. We do not need to start off the new year with major accidents and such. Just be safe. Have fun, but be safe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much once again for listening to this page. I also got to take a moment. I want to thank everybody out there. I noticed a few days after reposting last year's conservative Christmas Carol featuring many hosts from Chimpsy Radio, I posted it, and I came in a few days later and saw for the first time ever my rankings of in the politics conservative politics section fire up into the top 100. And I want to thank everyone out there that's been listening and downloading to the Conservative Christmas Carol. It is up there for your entertainment. I'm going to leave it up there for a few more weeks because I've never been fighting for ratings before, but now that I kind of am, I'm kind of excited about it. So I want you to keep going on there, listening to it and enjoying it. It was meant to be a lot of fun, and I'm glad that everybody out there has enjoyed it. And thank you so much for coming to this page. I hope to have a whole lot more on this page in 2012. And believe me, 2012 being the year that it's going to be, you're going to be hearing a lot of me, and I don't care what you think about it. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening, and I will talk to each and every single one of you in 2012. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen.